Today's courageous conversation comes from Ron LaRochelle of Charlotte, Maine. In 1969, Fox Company, 2nd Battalion, 1 Marines, was assigned to protect the airbase at Da Nang from Viet Cong mortar and rocket attacks, launched in the low coastal plain to the south. This meant daytime patrols, heavily loaded with munitions and weapons, and nighttime ambushes in various remote locations in an attempt to thwart the enemy. We would routinely be issued 4 C-ration meals for 2 days of mission, and carry 2 canteens of water. C-ration meals contained a soup can-sized main meal, like beef and potatoes, a packet of instant coffee, a plastic spork, 2 chiclets, 4 cigarettes, a heat tab, matches, and a few sheets of toilet paper. Some meals also included a small can of fruit in juice, such as pears or apricots or peaches. The fruit was especially treasured in hot weather, and the weather was especially hot. Every third day, we looked forward to being resupplied by helicopter in the field. But in extremely hot weather, the ability of helicopters to gain lift can be drastically reduced. And for safety reasons, our resupply was canceled. I and the other 3 members of the machine gun fire team would have to make do without food or water for the next 2 days while we carried out our mission. By late in the second afternoon, we were all suffering badly from dehydration and exhaustion. Just when we felt that we had no energy to continue, my fire team leader, a tall, lanky 19-year-old kid from Texas named John Davis, called us team members together, and he produced a can of peaches from his knapsack that he saved, just in case. He then shared the contents equally with the rest of us. He didn't have to do that. He easily could have consumed that entire can while on watch, in the dark, by himself, and no one would have been the wiser. Instead, John shared what little he had with his fellow Marines. I've worked under many managers in the 48 years since I enjoyed that quarter can of peaches. Some good, some not so good. But none have displayed the level of selflessness that I witnessed that day. That was the day that I learned the difference between someone called a manager and someone who really was a leader. Today's courageous conversation came from Ron LaRochelle of Charlotte, Maine.
All of the courageous conversations are archived at mainepublic.org. Just click on television. Ken Burns' new documentary, The Vietnam War, can be seen each evening, Sunday through Thursday, at 8 on Maine Public Television. It concludes on Thursday, September 28th.